We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No TV, no movie screen. We're going to do a DZ set. We're going to talk about how Mother Nature is being a giant bee this morning.
Yeah, today's dirt is how dirty Mother Nature is.
You messed me up because you said... Yeah. It's probably not even going to snow.
I said, what if it doesn't
snow? What if it doesn't snow? And then you got in my head that we were all overthinking it, even though they've been saying for a week we're going to have a big snowstorm.
When don't they say for a week we're going to have a big snowstorm?
And now, like a true human being, I'm using my anger and shooting it at you instead of Mother Nature.
Misplaced.
I'm yelling at the wrong person,
I always caught. I caught astray somehow.
God!
Nah, but really, though, come on, man. Let's be
what
honest.
What the hell?
How many times has it happened where you're like, oh, 9 inches, 10 inches, and then you wake up the next day and go, okay.
Well, I got up and I thought, I'll be able to get to work, you know, it'll be easy when we go. And then I woke up, I looked outside, I go, there's a little bit more snow than I was thinking by 6 a.m., and I don't know what to do with this. So when I got on the roads, they were garbage.
Basura. That's your Spanish word of the day.
Basura.
Garbage. Basura.
Basura. Garbage.
The roads
How do I say
basura.
Dumpster fire? How do I say dumpster fire in Spanish?
There's a whole lot of ways.
Fine. Basura.
Basura.
Trash.
Big trash, man.
Screw you, Mother Nature. You're the bitch today.
It was wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this. We're like, oh, we're already in spring mode. Look, spring has sprung. I should have just reserved my own and always kept in my heart that there's always one or two more snows
left. This was not the way I was looking to go into our spring break, DZ. But here we are, yelling. Stupid snow. Be very careful. I ran a red light, and I'll tell you about that next. I got a great story for everybody this morning. You're welcome. Good morning to you, everybody.
Don't say that to me. Get that out of here.
Bad morning to you, everybody.
Thank you.
Melo Diaz. Is that
Mala? Mala Diaz. Mañana.
Oh, mala mañana. Does that mean bad day?
Bad morning. Mañana is also tomorrow for a lot of people. So they're like, what do you mean? No.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger taught me that. Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana. Until tomorrow. But no, por la mañana, in the morning. So mañana technically means morning.
Okay.
So when you say mañana, you're technically talking about
let's see tomorrow, you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, exactly.
But got no, it.
Mala mañana. Bad morning.
Bad morning. Mala mañana, a.k.a. bad morning.
A.k.a. I'm fighting everybody.
Whatever. This weather is garbage.
Basura.
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 So annoyed with this weather. Okay, we were hoping it wouldn't happen, but it did.
It did.
And it took us a while to get to work because the roads were garbage.
Yeah.
Basura.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are this morning trying to function with this snowstorm at the end of March as we're going on spring break next week.
Barely.
It make sense.
Fam, I will say though.
Yeah.
As trash as the roads were, because you and I agree, these are some of the worst roads we feel like we've seen.
This winter,
This winter.
I didn't even stop at a red light. I told you I was going to tell you how I ran a red light. I just remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I literally didn't stop when I turned on to Grange this morning. I went, you know what? Screw it. If I stop, I'm going into a ditch. And if I don't stop, I still may go into a ditch, but I'm better off not stopping because I'm going to slide everywhere.
You rolled the dice.
I rolled the dice and I ran the red light and I went, what are they going to do? Pull me over on the non-plowed roads?
I'm not going to lie. I'll out myself too. Yeah. I definitely ran a few stop signs.
How can you not when nothing's plowed? You're going to die otherwise. Like, how can you not run it?
I'm not.
Seriously.
I will roll the dice.
They've given us no choice. I'm not even trying to be rude or irresponsible. If the roads aren't touched, I have no choice.
And if no cars are coming on
no
cross
choice.
Streets,
I, no choice.
Listen.
I'm out.
Personal
safety first.
It was basura.
Ugh.
But as basura as it was, I didn't see not a car in a ditch.
Not one.
I've seen multiples for less.
Yeah.
I've seen multiples when there's just dustings on the ground.
Well, maybe people are actually driving appropriately this morning because it's so bad versus other times when they're like, I can go 40.
50.
And then they're in a ditch.
No,
it's a nightmare. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
this
man.
Weather is not our best life.
No.
Well, the thing is that I'm going to do today, nothing. Once we finally get home, I'm not going out in this.
What?
Get it cleaned up. I'm going to watch Netflix all day.
Fair.
Is that fair?
Fair. What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I need to go buy more salt. I'm out. I pre-salted last night.
I thought about that, but I didn't have any. That works, though.
I love pre-salting. Are you kidding me? Since the second I started doing, I was like, why have we not done this our whole lives?
When you woke up this morning, did it work? Did it stop some of the snow from sticking? Because that's what it did for me.
You know what I noticed since I did pre-salt?
What?
In the areas that I didn't, more accumulations. In the areas that I did, because I ran out halfway through,
The
areas that I did salt, you could see the little salt holes where it was melting and keeping it condensed down a little bit. It was chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Only thing that saved this morning from being 10 times worse.
Was that you salted last night.
Pre-salting.
And the only thing that made my morning better was running a red light because I could and I felt powerful, even though nobody was there and I was going to die if I didn't. I had no choice.
Listen. How's everybody's morning doing?
Yeah, we want to discuss.
How we doing this morning?
I mean, don't hurt yourself if you're driving, but 414-533-1037 or shoot us a text because some people, I'm guessing, are way behind this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going, screw it, I'll figure out a way to work from home if I can,
or
if
just,
they have that ability.
Or just taking the day off.
Or just taking the day off. And I will say, I really wanted to hit myself this morning when I remembered you going, why don't we take Friday off before spring break? And I went,
No.
And like, had we done that, we'd be at home asleep right now.
Look at you.
Unbelievable.
Look at you and look at what you did to us.
Unbelievable.
I knew I was right.
God.
I felt it in my bones.
You did. God. All right. We'll talk to you next about the morning. Hope you guys are being safe. A little karma for you, Taylor Swift. This is not karma. We did not deserve this.
No, we didn't.
Kiss FM.
Karma is a guy. Karma is my best friend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Karma's gonna hold you down.
We didn't deserve this karma. We did not. 103.7 Kiss FM. Basura.
Basura. I didn't ask for this.
Bad morning. Garbage. Trash.
Bad morning.
Nonsense.
Mala mañana.
Mala mañana. Thank you, DZ.
I will growl all day.
Perfecting my Spanish. We're talking about the weather. It's a little lot. We knew that it was happening, but we were hoping it was a little exaggerated, like it is sometimes, and it wasn't. I ran a red light. You ran a stop sign. We made it to work. I almost thought, why? And I thought, oh, yeah, we're the people they go to when there's weather like this. My bad.
Oh, that's right.
Shoot, they need us.
We're the guys.
You know who else they go to when the weather's like this?
Who?
Our girl, Saucy.
Oh, they need Saucy.
We need Saucy because this is what she does. Mm-hmm. She thrives in this weather.
She's the ice queen.
Like a She is the ice queen. Let's talk to Saucy Sandra. Saucy, are you working? Are you plowing?
I sure am.
Instead of getting plowed for once?
Chill.
She's plowing. Girl, I thought of you because I thought, she's probably so happy. She's probably been such a slow season for all the snow plowers.
True.
Well, yes, and I was happy. However, I'm not happy. And the reasoning behind that is because I want to get my other work started, and I can't do that with this stupid snow.
Okay, you do landscaping in the summer, snow in the winter, right? And I thought about that because, like, the spring green people keep calling. They want to spray my yard. And
They're
I'm like, hold on, we ain't ready. We ain't ready. Right.
Allie, Saucy had literally packed up the shovels and gotten out the lawnmowers.
The mulch and the lawnmowers and the rocks. Yep.
She's ready to go for spring.
And I would have been ready. I would have started work this week, but now we got the snow, so I'm doing this instead.
Uh-huh.
So that's another week off. So that's nice and relaxing. But I'm going to tell you, DZ.
What up?
That wasn't, I get it, putting the salt down first and the less accumulation.
It works for me. It doesn't work.
Well, here's where that problem lies. When you get large amounts like this, what ends up happening is you get the bottom layer all wet.
And then
it's just heavier than heck to move it.
Oh, I ain't
so you might have kind
yourself.
Of gotten yourself in a little bit.
When I did it, it did not snow a lot, so that thin layer didn't stick. And then my neighbors went, what did you do? How did you make it not stick? And I go, I laid salt. But I get what she's saying.
Right.
If there's I didn't know this. I knew they said it was going to be this much. I wasn't prepared for this much, and if I'm being honest.
This is why you need me in your life, so I can give you these tips.
I know.
Saucy.
Well, you are in our life, and that's why.
I know, right?
That part. Yes, sir.
Well, Saucy, good luck this morning getting everything cleaned up. It's a mess.
Yes, it most definitely is. We probably got 5 inches already.
Seriously. At least.
And another five to go.
Everybody drive safely.
Yes.
And much love.
You too.
And guess what?
What?
Happy Friday!
We don't have much wind in our sails. We're like, great.
Oh, that's right.
This Basada is making me crazy.
Friday?
Oh, yeah, it is Friday, ain't it?
Unbelievable.
Much love. Talk to you later.
Bye, Saucy. Stay safe out
here.
Bye. All right, we got one more, and he's not out plowing this morning. Tony's in Racine.
Or is he?
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
He always laughs at us. Dang it, Tony.
And is that the evil laugh? That
I know, but you know it's Tony.
I you guys started off so easy for me, so I got to veer away from your comments.
Fair. We did set him up.
You know what?
I'm
so angry at the snow. I can't be angry at you today, Tony. It's nothing but love.
You basically say whatever you want,
better.
Tony.
Tony, we couldn't hate you. What are you doing this morning? Are you making it? Because you're a FedEx guy. Are you guys going to make it? The deliveries? What's happening? Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I checked in with all my drivers. They're coming in, so I'm headed to, to all my rental properties now. So,
look at you.
I will be doing cleanouts. I got a couple that are going to be getting listed, so I got to get those ready and work in a house with no heat today.
Shout out to the core Wisconsin people who showed up for work, like us and the people that didn't cancel on Tony.
Shout out to everybody that got the bootstraps.
Seriously.
All I got to say is make sure your pathways are clean for the delivery drivers, because we are not required to deliver if it's unsafe for us.
tips.
Solid tip, because I didn't shovel anything. I went right over all that snow in my driveway and just barreled out and went, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
So I hope I don't have any deliveries coming, Tony. You guys are not delivering to my house. That's for sure.
Probably not.
That's for sure.
Allie's house, unsafe.
They looked at it and they went, nope, they didn't. Like I ran the red light and DZ ran the stop sign. They're not even stopping at my house to see if it's available. They see it and they just keep going.
They're gonna drive by and go, dang it, Allie, come on, man.
And I'm sure a lot of people's houses are going to look like that. So, that's up to the delivery driver.
Yeah.
So if they do deliver and you don't shovel, you better, at least say thank you, because you do not have to.
Tony, if I know I'm getting a package and I don't shovel, I don't expect you to deliver it. And if you do, I'm thinking, wow, you went above and beyond. So if anybody complains who doesn't shovel, they suck.
If you didn't shovel and your delivery driver still gives you your delivery, mm-hmm. you better get that person a gift card.
Seriously.
At least.
Seriously. And to everyone who's...
case, let me know what house it is so
okay.
I can do it.
Okay. Fine. And ha-ha to everyone who's coming back from spring break right now when we've been here all week. Think about the people coming back to this.
Ew. I was thinking about everybody that's leaving this.
Well, we're on the good side. We're getting the hell out.
Yeah.
People are coming back from spring break right now going, whoosh.
Oof, why did we?
Good times.
All right, Tony, appreciate you,
Bye, Tony. Be safe.
Yeah, have a good. Be safe, guys.
You too. Stay safe out here, man.
Everybody be safe.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, 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 what's the problem today? Somebody got hit on?
Yeah,
today. Why is that a problem?
Today's an interesting
one. Oh, no, what?
One, they're married. Two.
Okay, I almost spit my water out. Got it. And then I understand. That's a problem.
Two, it might not be what you think.
Hmm.
And they
then let me hear it.
Jeff hit us up and said, do I say something about getting hit on?
Hmm.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. Here's my situation.
Okay.
I work for a company that has a very open flow environment, and we often interact with departments outside of our own. The other day, I was in our marketing department talking with a few of the guys who I normally don't see often.
Mm-hmm.
Just water cooler talk, really. We were sharing some funny stories, mm-hmm. going back and forth, and I happened to relate to one in particular. And I mentioned my wife and I had gone through a very similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
When I said my wife and I did the same thing, the reaction was immediate, and my coworker said, "Aw, wife, what a shame." You know what that means.
Wait.
Uh-huh. Clarifying questions, what up?
Okay, go on. He says, what a shame that this guy is a wife.
You have a wife? Shame, right? From one of the other guys. He said, it honestly didn't register in my mind what he was saying at first or what he meant, but soon after it clicked that he was hitting on me.
Oh, because I would have thought he was just saying, oh, what a shame. Well, you got married. Why'd you get married? But it's not that. He's gay.
Yeah.
He's not straight. That's why he's saying, what a shame.
And he must realize that he's gay and is going, oh, Jesus, now I'm getting hit on.
Right. Now it's clicking that the guy's hitting on him.
So Jeff says it clicked that the guy was hitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
I went home.
How flattering.
And I told my wife.
Yeah.
She laughed hysterically.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not against anyone living their life, loving who they love, but I found myself overthinking as to why he would say that. Did he assume I like men, or was it just a simple slip of a comment?
Oh, geez.
I kind of want to approach this coworker and ask what he meant by what he said and to get clarification. How do you suggest I do this without sounding or being confrontational?
Yeah, it sounds like that guy's taking it really personally. Yeah. I'm thinking a lot into this versus just a coworker being like, what a shame, you're a hottie. Like, which is also not allowed. It's a lot of workplaces to hit on your coworkers when they don't want it.
True.
But I don't think the guy who got hit on should be taking anything badly.
It to heart.
Because it's somebody thinks he's good looking and somebody's hitting on him and there's no, like, he's not going to date the guy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who cares?
All of that. All
Who
of
cares?
That. And honestly, the fact that he's overthinking it to me mm-hmm. says that he's got a little male fragility.
He's worried about what people think more than what's actually going on here kind of thing.
He's probably wondering, do I look gay?
Oh, he sings.
Do I seem?
Oh, then he's almost homophobic.
I don't want to say that.
I get what you're saying, but to take it in that way and think, well, do they think I'm gay? That's the last place he should have gone. They know he's married.
Internalized. Now they know he's married. Before, they could have been trying to court him.
And
we're
sure he's not gay, because why is he taking it so...
to heart.
Yeah, that makes me go, are you sure you're not gay? Because why are you so bothered by this?
Why are you pressed, my boy?
If you're not gay, you should have been like, ha ha, I'm flattered. You hit, like, when a lesbian hits on me, I'm like, ooh. Oh my God, that's so nice. I'm not like, does everybody think I'm gay? See, because then I would go, am I gay?
men and women are drastically different.
I know, the standards are totally different.
And the stigma behind getting hit on by a man, by another man, I should say, as a straight man.
That's fair.
Those are automatic fighting words for a lot of people because of the way a lot of folks are raised.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to necessarily say something.
No.
But I do understand the curiosity in wanting to understand what they meant.
Ah.
Right?
Yes.
So I do hear you going, all right, hey, man, what's going on? Maybe invite this coworker to get lunch and have a deeper conversation with this individual.
Oh.
Not to set something up or not to put him in a corner and confront him, because then it's going to be confrontational. But just, you don't know this department. You're not in marketing, clearly. You don't talk to these guys very often.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you do get the opportunity to, my say is approach that individual in particular and go, hey, Bob. And they're going to go, hey, Jeff, what's up?
Yeah.
And go, man, you know, I like talking to you the other day, man. We should go get lunch sometime.
Yeah.
We got a second, whatever. Woo-woo-woo-woo. And that's going to open a natural flowing conversation. Then maybe you can sneak in, hey, man, the other day.
It's a lot of work going into this random saying of saying somebody's good looking.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going too far into this? Now we're going to lunch? How about, like, I don't know. This is a lot.
He's
this worried?
I think you need to invest in this friendship.
You're making me think he is gay, that he's this worried. Honest to God. Like, why are we so worried about this? Come on, guy.
I think you got to invest into this friendship and just talk to him. Be like, hey, man, you know, like, let's not start a relationship, because then that sounds goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But start a friendship, a work friendship, just to gain maybe some insight as to how they think, what they say, because it could have just been a slip and they do think you're attractive and they meant nothing by it. They actually weren't hitting on you. They were just saying, like, oh, what a shame. You know what I mean? Like, boom, just throw away
comment. Too bad you're not gay.
Throwaway comment, right? Because we know the community is very vocal and not ashamed to say what they feel.
No. Somebody said, my husband gets hit on by men all the time. We just laugh about it. Somebody else said, guy needs to drop it. Not a big deal.
I've been hit on by dudes. I will straight up say it.
And did you ever worry that somebody thought you were gay or care?
It's never once bothered
me. Because I'm straight. This is not even triggering me. And it's just, okay, thanks. I'm flattered. It's the way it should be taken.
I always take it as a compliment.
It is.
Now, he's not taking it as a compliment.
He's taking it as the guy might think he's gay.
And I don't want to force
him. I get what's going on.
I don't want to force somebody to take it as a compliment because that's only going to make you more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's why I go, what do you actually want to do? Talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. Do so, but in a non-work setting.
Mm-hmm.
Get him outside the workplace, because then, quite frankly, it doesn't become an HR nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I get that.
All right.
Because it could be. There's a lot of texts coming in, too. Somebody said, take the compliment and let it go.
All right, bet.
I don't know, but DZ, you're saying, you know, talk to the guy about it.
Start an actual friendship rather than just water cooler talk with guys you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Get some insight into that man's life.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you're going to get a BFF, a GBFF.
The only time, see, I was trying to think about, because you don't want to say, well, being called gay was offensive, because then you're saying being gay is a negative thing, and I don't think that.
It's
so
not.
You don't want to make it a negative thing. But I also think, have I ever been annoyed if someone... What would make me angry, right? If someone thought, you're a lesbian. I've been asked that when I wasn't interested in a guy, or because I was single for too long.
Oh.
And I went, now that's where it's offensive.
Sure.
Because I'm not settling, or I haven't found someone I want to be with. That doesn't mean someone's gay. Like... Hilaire. I wish I could be with a woman. But those are the moments where it's like you're looking for something, you know? But this guy's married.
You're digging.
He seems to be happy.
100%.
I don't know why he's like...
Two things that make me feel like he's not worried about it like that. He's just curious.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that he said, love who you love.
Yeah.
I embrace that. Most people don't say that.
Yeah, he's fine.
And the fact that he went home and immediately told his wife...
Yeah.
Right? Some people would have internalized that and then just gone back and forth in their mind.
Do people think I'm gay? I didn't know people stress out like this.
Oh, dudes. This is a dude thing. This is 100. Jeff is male to the
wall.
Because
I'm so far in the LGBTQ world. I'm like, oh, people stress about this? But this is, I get it. They do. Yeah. Especially men. Okay.
And especially in a professional setting where you're like, perception is everything.
Totally.
Yeah. No, it gets weird. But I don't think our guy Jeff is homophobic. Let me just say that.
Fair enough. 414. Oh, you think
curious.
He's curious.
That's all.
414-533-1037. What should he do? We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, what was this guy's name again?
Jeff.
Jeff, that's right. Jeff got hit on by a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to ask why the coworker hit on him. He's wondering if, even though he's married, right? He's worried that the coworker thinks he's gay, or he's curious why the coworker said what he said.
I'm curious as to why another male coworker would say, oh, you have a wife? What a shame.
What if he's just good looking?
What if the dude didn't mean anything by it? What if he's not gay and he's just going, oh, I thought I had another bachelor buddy.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, he's not curious. I think he's annoyed someone thought he was gay. Plenty of people say, love who you love and are all homophobic. Damn.
Ooh.
Somebody else said,
that's real.
You know you're ugly when a gay guy ain't hitting on you. So take it as a compliment.
That's even realer.
Dude's probably gay inside if he's taking it so hard.
Taking it to chest. Facts.
Well, Tony is in Racine. God help us.
Oh, are we
this
serious?
This guy.
Are we really going to take Tony right now?
Yeah, because, you know, he keeps it real, I guess.
All right. Tony.
Oh, yeah, now this is my evil laugh.
All right, bye, Tony. Okay, bye, Tony.
He had me an evil laugh. Where were we?
No, talk to us, fam. What do you think, man? Jeff is a little tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he probably is tight. That's why he was hitting on him. I mean, $20 is $20. But
what?
I'm just saying.
Come on.
Okay, now. Okay.
You're crazy.
Okay. All right. I think this guy. I'm getting hit on a lot by guys, and I take it as a compliment.
It is.
And you know what? Ask yourself, have you ever met an angry gay guy?
Yes.
Yes, no. But we were drunk at a gay bar. We were drunk at a gay bar, so it was alcohol.
Get out. Oh, that's different. That's different, though. But they're fun as heck to be around.
No, you're right.
So I use it to my advantage. Oh, you're going to flirt. Oh, you work at Taco Bell drive-thru? Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to flirt back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on my way. You know, I think he should just take it as a compliment. It is what it is. If you're getting hit on by a gay guy, you must be looking good.
Hold on.
And if you are not feeling yourself or confident enough to walk past a comment like that, then you have some insecurities or some childhood drama that could be hitting a trigger that you don't know how to relate to.
Ding, ding, ding. I like that. I like that, Tony.
That's interesting.
That's actually pretty solid advice and insight, but you're not just going to glaze over the fact that you said you will string along gay men just to get free stuff out of them.
What the hell, Tony?
Hold on. Is that right?
Screw Tony. I'll string along gay and straight men to get something out of them. So joke's on all of you.
All of a sudden, all of Tony's side dudes are just gone.
Dang. I knew I shouldn't have said it out loud.
This guy.
I love it. But Tony's got no toxic masculinity in his soul. That's why he's nice to hear from him, because men need more examples like that. And you are like, who cares?
Listen, man.
Chill out.
If you cute, you cute. Say thank you.
Enjoy
and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to
lie. Right. There's no harm in it. No harm, no foul. Like, and he's at a workplace. He knows you're married.
Yep.
You know, it's just a compliment. For Jesus, man. It's like, hey, cool. You know what? And I agree with that text. If you ain't getting hit on by a gay guy, you fugly. You fugly.
Bye, Tony.
The only thing hypnotizing us is the snow.
Might be hypnotizing you. It's just making me angry.
So annoyed. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Wepa.
This is basura.
Basura. There we go.
It, you know, it's, It's garbage.
It's not a wepa, it's a mepa. Mepa.
Mala mañana.
Perfect. Bad morning.
Bad morning to you.
Bad morning to you too.
Wait, they're in their cars. They need positivity. They're struggling right now. Oh, we're no, like, yeah, screw right. the weather.
Let's have a great day.
Woo! It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. If Hopefully. You run a red light like me, it'll be fine.
Everything's fine.
I told DZ I had to run a red light because there was no stopping this morning. There was no plow. There was nothing that was plowed. And so we're trying to get to work. I knew it was going to snow, but I still was hopeful it wouldn't be this bad.
It was a snow show.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know I'm not trying to say snow.
Mm-hmm. I knew what you meant. So I ran a red light because I thought if I stop, I'm going into a ditch right now. And luckily there was no traffic. Now be very careful because I don't know if maybe it's a little bit better a couple hours later. I don't know. Doesn't I don't know what like they it. Look like now.
Honestly,
it's a lot.
I'm shocked that the amount of plows and salt trucks that I saw out last night mm-hmm. before it even started snowing, mm-hmm. how bad the road conditions are.
Yeah.
Were they just out surveying the land?
I don't know.
Trying to see if they needed to be out there.
You spend all those hours when there was no snow, and then now that there's snow, we just don't see them.
Maybe. Maybe they're so busy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't see y'all doing anything. Mm-hmm. They were just driving around. It's like they were practicing the route or something.
I felt like half of my city was plowed and the other half wasn't. And I feel like the nicer side was plowed. As I was driving through my city, I went, huh? Do I got to buy a bigger house to get a plow around here?
Do I got to privatize the company?
Maybe I'm just hitting this at the wrong time. It looks a little fishy to me, guys.
Questionable.
How come when I went south of National, everything looked great?
Oh.
And I was north of National, it didn't.
It was Basura.
It's the same city.
Bruh. So what does that
Thoughts
say?
I had at 5 a.m. today.
What does that say about my city? Because it wasn't nothing plowed.
Nothing was touched in Bayview, was it?
Is Bayview the ghetto?
No,
far from it.
But man, what a morning.
It hasn't been ideal, but mm-mm. we are trying to be in good spirits because it is a good day at the mm-hmm. end of the day. A lot of people are on spring break.
Which is so weird that people are on spring break. Some are coming back to this, yep. and some are leaving right now because, yep. you know, next week my kids are on spring break.
You know, the smart people left yesterday.
Honestly, my neighbors left town early, and I went, why? And then it occurred to me, because of the snow. And if they had told me that's why, I would have been like, you're fine. Wait till tomorrow. They left yesterday, and it was smart, because they were planning on leaving town today. So it's like, they got out. Now, you'll be able to get out.
Yeah, true.
Oh, great. Somebody texted in, no, the roads are not better, and I see no plows. Great.
Oh, fantastic.
What a time to be alive in Wisconsin.
We love our road reporters.
You know where they are? They're sleeping, because they were out last night waiting.
And then nothing came until like 2-3 in the morning.
Where's Ryan in Calabama to yell at us when I need him, dude? Seriously.
Like you said, he's sleeping.
He's sleeping because he was waiting last night patiently. No, I'm teasing. Thank you guys for texting in. We see Ali and Tosa said it isn't any better. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good to hear.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. We'll just focus on that. And then we have a new dumpster fire dating that is... Every week I think, am I going to have a dumpster fire dating? And then something happens. And I go, you got it.
You got it.
There's another weird story that's going to make this fresh and original this week because this has never happened to me. I got a proposition I've never gotten before.
Allie gets cold for 2 seconds and then goes, oh, there's the fire.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
I knew they'd find me.
Let me warm my hands.
Oh, I was getting cold over here. I need some drama. Thank you.
Dumpster fire dating after Am I the Jerk?
And whoever texted in, I see a plow, but it ain't plowing. Great.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. News.
Beautiful things.
Am I the Jerk is next. Kiss FM.
All the things that I've got.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for cutting off her sister after a fight.
Family drama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
Yeah, we're going to find out for sure. Okay, is she the jerk for cutting off her sister after a fight? Hello. She starts, hello.
Hello.
Back in September, I called my mother-in-law to talk about something personal and medical related. I left a message and a little bit later got a call back from my sister-in-law instead. I know I've been with my husband 20 years, so I call my mother-in-law mom.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law assumed I was in the area and could go to lunch with them because they live a ways away from us. When I told her I was not available and called to talk to mom about something else, she cut the call short and said, okay, bye. We're going to grab lunch and hung up on me.
Oh.
Fast forward a few hours and my mother-in-law calls me. We had our convo and all was well. Next thing I know, the sister-in-law calls me back asking why I wanted to talk to mom. When I was honest and told her it was about something personal with female issues, she said, why would mom talk to you about that?
What?
She stuck her nose into it and got defensive and said, I don't know why I'm talking to you about this. My response was, because you called and asked. She got more angry, hung up on me again, and called my husband, her brother, and told him to check his wife.
Okay. Oh, petitious on top of petitious.
My husband laughed at her and said, take it up with me. She also unfriended me on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
The drama is high.
Yeah.
She has reached out to me 3 times now, and I will not take her calls or reply to her text. Am I the jerk for cutting contact with her? Thank you.
Man, this one's weird because I wish we knew what exactly was happening.
I know.
Depending on what it is,
mm-hmm.
obviously it's none of her business, but y'all have been married 20 years. That is your sister too. And why wouldn't you just tell her if you're already talking to technically her mother about it?
Yeah.
Why not just share it with the class?
See?
Ugh.
Exactly.
Why? And why is this? Why is she matching energies with her sister?
This is the thing. I just think you need to. The cutting people off. The problem is there's people you can cut off and there's people you can't cut off.
Right.
The sister-in-law is not going to work.
Sister-in-law is not somebody.
Even though she's annoying.
That part.
She's annoying, but you can't cut her off. It's not. You can't.
And it's almost like I see you're petty and I raise you a petitious. Yeah.
Which then makes you the jerk.
And it keeps
the problem.
And it keeps going and going and going. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, your sister-in-law also probably understands what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a support system right
totally.
Now.
Totally.
No?
You should. You should.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to let the listeners decide. You were feeling like what?
I was feeling like I was feeling crazy for a second. Like, am I wrong for calling her the jerk in the situation?
No.
She seems like she's the one that's taking it above the necessary.
Well, two wrongs don't make her right. Matching the petitious with more petitious. Somebody said, not the jerk. The sister-in-law needs to grow up. But then somebody said, well, she got unfriended on Facebook. That's when you know stuff got serious.
Mm-hmm. Or not, because we got friends that unfriend you on Facebook for less.
Somebody said there's a reason why she didn't feel comfortable telling her sister.
Sure.
Why are people entitled to everyone's business, family or not, because it's good. Just kidding.
Everybody love to talk, man.
Right?
Hey, listen, once mom knows, everybody knows.
For real. Come on. 414-533-1037. Is Jen the jerk for cutting off her sister because her sister was being petitious? So now she's, instead of making up with her, she's going to go, screw it. I'm going to raise you one.
Yikes. Let's find out.
Oh, we'll talk to you next.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is why I love our listeners. It goes from good morning, cut her off, she's toxic, to, you know, be nice, be the good person, be the better person.
So what you're saying is we're kind of split in the text right now.
Jen wants to know if she's the jerk for basically not wanting to make up with her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law's driving her crazy and it definitely overstepping the boundaries.
Yeah.
But instead of actually trying to call her back after the sister's called multiple times, she's going, nah, I'm just cutting her off. I'm done.
You're not even addressing
the fact. You got to at some point communicate.
You're not going to see each other again? Really?
If you didn't have to see each other, I don't know. Maybe we're saying too much. Let's start with Sarah this morning in Kenosha. Has a theme song, by the way, and we've missed you, Sarah. Welcome back.
Oh, I miss you guys too.
Sarah, what do we think? Is Jen a jerk because the sister-in-law's reached out 3 times? She's not taking the calls. She's cutting off contact. Is she the jerk?
Oh, she is the jerk.
Okay.
She is.
Okay,
Go on.
If you're not, and obviously, like, we don't have the full story of what happened, but if the sister-in-law is trying to make amends and you're not expressing your own feelings, how is she supposed to know what happened? Like,
that's,
yes, clearly she overstepped a boundary, but you have to use words, be an adult.
That's kind of where I lean towards jerk, because it's like, well, at some point you're going to have to communicate. We do this where we don't want to deal with it. And I'm guilty of this too. There's multiple, you know, conflicts I don't want to deal with with certain people. And we can get away with that, but not your family or people that you're going to have to see again. You have to address those things.
Not your closest individuals.
Yeah, that's where it cannot be, screw it, I'm done with them. No, that doesn't work either.
There isn't closing and locking the door.
She's trying to out-petty, and it's just, giving jerk.
But the toxic side of me is going, screw that girl. I don't need her drama in my life. I'm not playing with the sister-in-law anymore, so screw her. The toxic side of me is like, no, I'm done.
So when you go to the next family function and you're both there, you're going to say what up to everybody but your sister-in-law.
Yeah, 100%, right. Which is even worse.
Is she expecting her husband not to speak to his sister anymore?
That
like
part.
He doesn't care. She said that he laughed about
well,
the
that's
whole thing.
True. He's a dude. He doesn't
he
care.
He laughed and he told his sister to take it up with his wife because he's like, I'm not getting involved in this. Said, this
that
is dumb.
That's y'all drama, not mine. Get mm-hmm. him out of here. But no, Sarah says, it's giving jerk.
Okay, Sarah, thank
giving
you for
jerk.
Calling.
Appreciate you, Sarah. Have a
You're
good
welcome.
Day.
Have a happy snowy Friday, guys.
You too, Bob.
You had to trigger me, didn't you?
Dang it, Sarah.
Rude.
We were doing so good.
Dang it. Fine. Amelia is calling this morning in Milwaukee. Another one of our regulars got her own theme song called 5 days in a row. Hey, Amelia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Well, Sarah said
this
jerk.
BS. From 90 degrees to this, what the heck?
I know. Seriously,
oh, yeah.
Amelia.
They just came back from a cruise.
Oh, you're the ones who came back from spring break.
I think she's not a jerk. I think the sister-in-law needs to put her big panties on and respect her wishes with her relationship with her mother.
Ooh.
And be grateful that her mother, that she has a good relationship with her mom.
That is true. That's a good take.
That's true. That's
where I look at it. And what she's going through, she doesn't want to say anything yet or
okay,
whatever
she
the case
put
may
in
be.
Because she put in here what it was she wanted to talk about. Do you guys really want to know?
I low-key do want
menopause.
To know. Oh.
So that's why she called the mother-in-law, which makes total sense. But you're calling
everybody
someone older because they've been through it, is my point. That's why she called the mom, not the sister.
Not the sister.
She's probably in her 40s, wondering things, or 30s, or whatever, 50s, I don't know. And she's like, I need advice. So she calls the mother-in-law. Does that change anyone's point of view? So she called her about a topic that made sense.
It makes her even more of the jerk.
No, because if you look at it, menopause, depending on your history, because I look it up and I work in a medical field,
yeah.
It can start earliest as 40.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying that's why Jen called the mother-in-law. She said, I called her, I said a female issue, but it's menopause. You guys want to know the reason? So
right.
When I see that too, I go, well, of course she's calling the mom. The mom's been through it.
Yeah, but then why reserve the information from your sister-in-law?
Because it's a personal thing, and some women don't want to talk about menopause. It's very a big deal for them. It's a coming of age the opposite way.
it's the
opposite.
Exiting of age.
It's a thing for us.
Men do not go through what women go through. We get birth. You go through moosing. You go through a lot of stuff. Hey. What do men go through?
I love when Amelia gets fired up.
Why am I catching strays here?
Because you made your wife pregnant twice, and it's your fault.
Oh, I'm the bad guy. No, I'm hearing what you guys are saying, but at the same time, think about it. That sister-in-law is eventually going to go through the exact same thing.
I don't know. The sister-in-law needs to respect it, and I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she seemed like a little... I don't like to share my mom type of deal. I don't know. We really don't know the story like everybody says, you know?
Right.
But other than that, I think she was out of order, getting mad, calling her and being,
so
I don't know.
The jerk.
I just think it's dumb.
I agree with that. The sister-in-law was way overstepping.
Yeah. You true? True. Listen, she started
she
it off.
She needs to give her space for now. And then when the time is the right time to talk about it, then she's like, look, you know, maybe. Like I said, we don't know.
Amelia says, not the jerk now, but eventually no. She better come around or she will be the jerk.
True.
Okay, got
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Appreciate you, Amelia.
You guys have a nice one.
You too, bye.
She's right. Sometimes you need space and then you're ready to talk about it. Not everybody wants, some people want to talk about it right away. Some people need space to process. People are totally different when it comes to talking out their conflicts.
I get that. And I do like what Amelia said, as long as you don't leave that door closed.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it feels like is you're just cutting it.
That's why she would
you're
be a
done.
Jerk then.
You're
that,
done.
Then she'd be a jerk for that.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's in Burlington because we're split down the middle. Sarah said jerk. Amelia said not the jerk. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Well.
You get to be the tiebreaker. What do you say?
I say she's not the jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
I personally don't think it's the sister-in-law's business. And truthfully, I think there's like a multitude of reasons that led up to this cutting off.
Mm.
I don't think this is what is like, I guess, the main reason why she's being cut off.
I think this is kind of what
sealed the deal.
Yep.
Personally, I have two sisters. One of them I know I can trust. I tell her everything. My other sister, I love her to death. I tell her a portion, but she also likes to talk.
Mm.
So anything personal, I don't tell her because I don't want the whole world to know.
Right, right.
That's
so
right.
I don't know. I don't think she's the jerk.
Okay.
I think the sister-in-law is the jerk. She shouldn't have deleted her off of Facebook.
That kind of started.
She started it with the going so far.
Yeah.
That she pushed it. Yeah, because if you unfriend someone, you have to be serious.
Yeah, if my sister-in-law called my husband and said, your wife better check herself.
Honestly, I'd love to be at that next family get together just with my tea sitting back, my popcorn on the couch, like, hello.
Chelsea said, and I felt that one. That was real. She said, boy.
What I love is all these women have no issues with they have sister-in-laws, but now they're mad at their sister-in-laws or pretend ones because this is triggering them. They're like, you know what? Say it to my face.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chelsea
right.
works Girl's it out for jerk. Us. Mm-hmm. Not right. the jerk. Appreciate your call, Sweet. Chelsea.
Of course. Have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
That's not the jerk. So they're saying she doesn't have to make up with her. Whew.
All right. Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, really though.
Dumpster fire dating's next.
Up to you. You tell me, big
Let's dog. Do it next. Let's play a little Jack Harlow and then do dumpster fire dating because I got a proposition this week that has never happened just when I think we've seen it all. No, we haven't. I couldn't believe it. I'll tell you next, DZ.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Oh, well, looky here. Michael slid into my DMs on Hinge. We matched.
Oh, y'all matched.
And then he threw me for a loop with the proposition I've never gotten before. DZ, would you like to read it for the class?
I got you.
Oh, God.
Because Michael slid into your DMs and said, hey, have you ever dated as a thruple before? Huh?
To which I went, huh?
To which you said, no. What does that mean?
That's all I wrote back.
His response, LOL, going on a date or dates with two people at once.
And then I wrote back,
nope, can't say I have. Is that your thing? God, you're so funny.
And then he wrote,
I have never tried it before, just looking into giving it a go. Have you ever been with or dated a woman? Also, is that something you would deem amusing?
To which I wrote back,
nope, not at all. I was just curious.
and then he deleted me. So I asked him, what's a thruple? Oh, never heard of it. And then he tells me, I go, nope, next.
Allie acted brand new.
I wasn't going to ever date anybody as a thruple.
What was this guy's end game?
I don't know. A thruple, apparently. And I was like, find somebody else, guy.
Okay, now with this one, I'm curious because at the same time, he says, no, I've never done it before, but I'm interested
in
it.
I don't know if I believe that. Do you?
No. I don't know if I do. But at the same time, I could see it because he's straight up going, nah, I kind of want to try it.
Right.
He's being honest.
Which I respect.
But you can't propose a thruple without being a couple.
Like, let's meet first. How about that? How about not just right away on him? How do you even know you want to be? Like, what?
No. What I'm saying is this guy sounds like he doesn't have another person.
Oh.
He's just trying to get you and then go find another person.
Yeah, no, even worse. That's like Seeking Sister Wife. Okay, I watched that show.
Yeah,
it's a disaster. This is the dumbest thing ever. Worst idea ever.
That's exactly what that is.
Because what do you... No way.
It's one thing if you are a couple seeking a third, mm-hmm. right? Everybody lives their own life.
Totally.
Bet. That's
there are
one
people
thing.
That do that. I get it.
That's an actual thruple. This guy's just trying to have a threesome.
He's just trying to have other... Yeah, because he's like, have you ever dated a woman? Well, then, now you're asking me if I want to date the same woman as you. Is that what you're asking? Because, no, I'm not a lesbian, okay? How many times do I got to say? I made out with women in college. I'm not gay. I tried. I wish.
The fact he responded back after you asked, is that your thing? And he goes, I have never tried it before. That means he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't have a significant other that's kind of a guiding force in this. You can't start a thruple with just one person.
Yeah, you have to have something going. It doesn't make any sense.
Got to be you and another person interested in finding another person.
But then do they all start dating at the same time if they're a thruple, or it's truly two people and then you bring a third in? Because to me, that's either Seeking Sister Wife or want to use bisexual and mm-hmm. you want to play on both sides and have fun.
Sure.
Like, right. It's one or the other.
Right. No,
right?
That's a good question.
But then if he wants me to, I'm just going to be a sister wife. I'm not going to make out with her.
Maybe he was.
And in fact, I'm going to kill her because now she's with my man. This is a horrible idea.
Maybe he was looking to set it up and start a fresh relationship with two women at the same
time.
It sounds strange to me. It sounds really, really out of pocket.
I know that he was married and had a kid because right before that, like, I had asked him these things and then we didn't talk for months. And then out of nowhere, it was like, have you ever dated as a throuple? And I'm like, what?
What?
What just happened?
What? When did we take this left turn?
It's kind of like when you're messaging with a guy and he goes sexual out of nowhere. This happens to us all the time. And we're like, what made you think that was the spot to insert that comment? Like, we were not
Where in the I'm making dinner did an eggplant emoji enter the conversation?
When? How? Like, how?
My boy.
How did we get there?
He said, yeah, I was divorced, got a couple kids. You trying to be a throuple?
Eggplant.
What?
I'm sorry, huh?
And you said he already unfriended you?
Yeah, I'm so glad I screenshotted it.
Yeah.
Because I knew as soon as I wrote back and said, no, I'm not interested at all. I was just curious. He was going to delete me. And he did.
He did.
He did. What? So I asked as many questions as I could about what being a throuple meant to this guy. Mm-hmm. And then I said no.
Allie got what she needed.
I got the info for the show, the intel. And whoever the two women out there agreeing to this, good luck.
Best of luck with Michael, y'all. Boy, I'll tell you that.
It ain't gonna be me. Yeesh. But if I see you guys out to dinner, I'll wave.
I'm glad Michael worked himself out. We don't got to decide nothing for this man.
Nothing.
He's out of the picture.
It's fine.
And you're not going to be in a throuple.
No, this has been Dumpster Fire Dating.
On the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, she said they will always be tethered one way or another, no matter what, because they're twin flames.
Who said that?
Megan Fox to Machine Gun Kelly. Okay. I have so many thoughts on this. She's talking about how even though they've split up, she's moved out, the engagement is off. Right. She said their connection makes it obvious they're twin flames. And so no matter what, he will always be tethered to her somehow because of their strong connection and the fact that they're twin flames.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the fact that y'all did a blood oath.
Come on. Okay. You know what I call this? The twin soul thing?
Yeah.
Infatuation. That's what I call that.
Toxic infatuation. You've been
where you think you're connected so strong and it's so, and then you realize, oh, this was infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a twin soul nonsense, okay?
So they're obsessed with one another. They're not even into one another like that. Is that what you're feeling?
Well, I'm not saying they dated long enough they could be in love at this point.
Sure.
But the whole twin flame, trying to keep yourself connected to someone, to me, it's like not letting go. It's a form of not letting go and not being ready to move on with your life. I think when she finally moves on, she may be like, now he's not my twin flame. The new guy is my twin flame.
New twin.
A little awkward because, and I do believe people can have multiple twin flames, I guess, but then you'd be a throuple. Then you'd be triplets.
I just got the stupid TikTok audio in my head.
Which one?
That's like, twin, where have you been? Nobody loves me like you do. Nobody. Dog, I'm like, come on. It feels like what Megan Fox is saying is that it's a roundabout way to say he's the one that got away right now.
Yeah, the thing is, when you break up with people, usually you want them and you feel you miss them and you feel like you're supposed to be together even if you're not. So I'm saying this is like a phase of breaking up.
This ain't nothing but breakup pillow talk.
Honestly.
That's all.
He's my twin flame. I'll be tethered to him forever. Well, until you get over it, probably.
Give it 6 months, Ma.
You're still in love, Megan Fox.
Ain't you trying to get set up with other dudes?
Yes. Yes, she's asking people to hook her up.
All right.
So make it make sense.
Does your twin flame approve?
It's such a way to try to say it nicely and keep them around.
Yeah.
Feels like you're holding on to them and you're trying to keep them close by going, well, you're my twin flame.
What we had was special that nobody could ever take.
Shut up and move on.
You're my twin flame. Oh, who's that guy? What?
Dating in 2024. At its best. Well, she wrote that song because she's obsessed with her boyfriend's ex.
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's what she meant.
She's obsessed with his ex, and she's only been performing that song on tour, and people are losing it because it landed on TikTok.
Mm.
And since it's relatable with social media, sure people is. Creeping on other people's exes and then comparing themselves, which is a death wish, by the way, ladies.
I was going to say, that's one of the worst qualities, but yeah.
That'll send you spiraling real quick.
But it's a good song.
But it happens, and we do it on social media, and it's a good song. So that's Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed. She is now going to release it because people have loved it so much. It wasn't on the album. She's going to bring it out, though, so we're here for it.
We got the Odyssey world premiere. Mm-hmm. We got Inside Tings.
Boom. Coming up next, DZ did not appreciate what somebody called him. And honestly, I don't blame you.
They called me out of my name.
It was rude.
Hey, man, I was not ready for it.
It was not. I bet you weren't.
I was ready to throw fisticuffs.
I get it. I would too.
Catch these hands. What's wrong with you?
I don't know why they said this to you, but we'll talk about it next. All what right. DZ got called that sent him spiraling. Speaking of spiraling.
Fine.
We'll tell you next. Kiss FM. Yeah. No, you're not dreaming. It's snowing a lot. So be ready.
If you thought it couldn't get worse.
Look, I looked outside. It's a little bit nicer.
Is it? A little bit?
A little bit.
A smidgen?
Meaning you can see some roads. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. DZ got called out of his name.
And I accepted it. I let it happen. I was like, man, is...
You gonna let somebody talk to you like that?
Is this who I am now?
What did they call you?
They called me sir. And meant it. It wasn't in like the childlike sense where you're told,
so rude,
sir, ma'am, yeah, you know, yes, sir, no, ma'am, all that stuff when you're coming up. No, they called me sir in the old sense.
Yeah, you're a grown-up to them. You're a grown-up.
And the person that did it, I thought was a peer.
Dude, I'll never forget the first time I got called ma'am. Do you know who called me ma'am?
Who?
Channing Tatum.
No.
And we weren't that far off in age, and I was like hurt. Yo. I was like, no, I'll sleep with you. Like, you better stop, boy. You better stop. Don't call me ma'am.
We're I'll not show that you.
I'll show you, ma'am.
I'll
like,
show
you better
you,
not
ma'am.
Call me. I was interviewing him. He's like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, whoa, I am thinking about you and Magic Mike. Don't call me ma'am.
Ain't Channing Tatum Southern, though?
Yes, but I don't care. I get it. He was trying to be respectful, but
sure.
No.
Sure. In that
denied.
Sense, bruh, and that's so bad.
It's like, how are you gonna call me ma'am? Dreaming about you for years.
Don't crush my spirit like that, Channing.
So you got called sir.
I got called sir, man.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm 30 now.
Mm-hmm.
Got two kids.
But you're only 30.
My
you're not,
wife.
You're old, but you're not that old, is my point.
But now,
ma'am and sir?
I've realized that I am at sir status in my life. So let me tell you what happened. We were grabbing some food. I had the boys in the car.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I pulled up, hit the drive-thru. Y'all know what it is. I'm sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, can you pull up? You know, we're just waiting on your order. Can you pull up into the whatever, wait to park, and we'll bring it out to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. All right, you being respectful. You're at your job. I get that.
Yeah.
The sir didn't hurt. I pull into the spot. Wait. They come out. Bring me my food. Here's your food, sir.
Ah!
Oh,
rude.
Oh my
don't call
God.
Me sir.
At this point, I'm triggered.
Yeah. Can't blame you.
But then they go, oh, wait, we forgot your drink. So they scurry back inside before I can even say something. Because at this point, I'm doing, I got to say something. Don't call me sir.
Oh, they just called me sir.
No, don't call me sir. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, you look like you're maybe 3 years older or younger than me. Uh-huh. Either direction.
Yeah.
Right. They come back out. A third sir in my lab. Just, here's your drink, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah.
I was in shock. I got three sirs in a matter of like 5 minutes.
Mm.
And I accepted it. I sat in the car for a good second and I went, DZ, you've got two young children in the car, in the back seat. You've got a very burly looking beard. And you listen, baby, you got these eye bags that just make you look like a sir.
They're like, oh, he's a new dad. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Accept the sir and move on with your life.
It's true.
But at 30 years old, because you had you sirred me at 29? Hell no.
Well, guess how old I was when Channing Tatum ma'amed me?
How old?
28.
You were 28 when Channing ma'amed you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you think I cried?
I would have been pressed.
I was like, yo.
I would have been impressed.
I wanted to date you, not be your mom. Okay? Okay, Channing, I don't care if you're trying to be polite. Stop calling me ma'am.
Now, it's one thing if you get sir'd or ma'am by somebody you could tell is 20 years your younger.
Totally.
I could be your parent.
Then it's like, fine.
I'll accept. It's respect. But when you look at somebody as a peer... And or think you're close in age and you get hit with that, sir?
Oh, all the time. As I get older, I still think I'm young, right? Mm-hmm. So I will be with 25-year-olds and think they're my peers.
Yeah.
And then they're like...
No, you're not.
And then they say, you want me to hook you up with my dad? Right? And then I go, well, I guess you're not my peer. Okay, fine. Oh. I guess I'm not 25 anymore.
Oh, your dad's my peer.
In your mind, you are a lot of times the age you feel. As you get older, you realize, oh, I'm getting older. How do I feel? Right?
Dog, the other day I felt every bit of 30 and I accepted it. I got called out my name. They hit me with the sir and I embraced it.
Bella and Kenosha said, oh, no, they didn't. We ride it on. Somebody else said, tell DZ that us Latinos will be calling him Don DZ.
Listen, I'm okay with Don DZ, okay?
What does that mean?
It's Mr., basically.
Ah!
Mr. DZ.
Mr. DZ.
Don. You know, the Don. Don.
Somebody said Channing Tatum can call me whatever he wants. You know what? You're not wrong.
But you're not wrong. But Allie, so... Channing Tatum hits you with the ma'am at 28.
I was horrified.
You don't accept it.
No, I'm angry about it years later. I mean, do you see me? I'm still thinking about it.
So you still haven't accepted the ma'am phase in your life.
No, and I'm actually a ma'am now, and I still won't accept it.
You're not about it.
No. So I don't think you should accept sir either. I don't care if people are trying to be polite.
I accepted it. I've turned a leaf.
No.
I got called sir again yesterday.
Fine.
At Pfizer Forum during the game, and I went, yep, that's me.
I guess, sir. The alternative would be, hey, jackass. Like, think of all the things they could call you versus sir and ma'am.
Normally,
hey, loser.
Normally, I would correct, right?
Yeah.
If somebody's like, oh, Mr. Z, I'm like, no, that's my father.
Mm.
Oh, Sir DZ, no, that's my father.
Okay.
Or, no, you could just call me DZ. I normally go, hey, we can still relate on an even playing field.
Yeah.
I'm no longer trying to relate on an even playing field.
Yeah.
I've accepted the sir. I've embraced it fully. I'm now old.
Mm. You're not old. You're 30, DZ. Stop.
I'm old, Daddy.
Stop it.
I feel like a sir.
When's the last time somebody called you out of your name? DZ got called sir and he lost it, but now he's embracing it.
I'm a full sir.
I've never forgotten when Channing Tatum called me ma'am. They've heard about it for years on this show. I will not stop. I will stop at nothing. This is why your story triggered me as well, DZ.
I can tell.
When was the last time or what did somebody call you that just blew your mind? We'll talk to you guys next. Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM. Hi, sir.
Okay, ma'am.
You're right. That was a jerk.
Good morning, ma'am.
I shouldn't have done that. My bad. DZ.
No, wait. No, thank you. I embrace the sir now.
You're right. You let people call you sir. Remember? Somebody called DZ sir, and he lost it because he's only 30. And then I reminded him that Channing Tatum did it to me when I was 28. Called me ma'am.
Ma'am.
Channing Tatum called me sir.
And not a wham bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Kind I wish.
You just got ma'amed.
Ma'amed.
You got yes ma'amed.
Jeez. Cheryl's in Milwaukee, though. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
So
hey, just Cheryl. A little bit of an insight for you.
Ooh.
That theoretically, ma'am and sir are very common, like down south.
Right.
So when I got with my partner, I had younger ladies call me ma'am. That was making my eyes twitch, right? I was like, oh my god, I'm 30, kill it.
Kill it.
Up here kill in it. The north, if you got kids saying sir and ma'am, and especially DZ in front of your littles, that's nicer than the way kids are calling each other by derogatory and racial slurs as hellos.
Mm.
Like, hey N, hey B, you know what I mean?
I
will take a ma'am, even though I'd rather be a miss. I will take a ma'am over
anything else.
It's kind of like what I was saying. It could be worse. Like, if you want to take a positive view on it, what's the alternative? They're giving you respect,
right?
Or do you want them to call you, you know,
anything
hey, babe.
Else? What's the spin? Oh, yeah. Cheryl.
Exactly. And you want it to be modeled in front of your children so that, like, my
kid
is special needs. And yet she's gone to other people's houses and the parents are like, she says please and thank you all the time. I'm like, oh, yes, she does. Mm-hmm. If she can't do anything else, she's going to do that.
Yeah.
She asks what she can call people. You know, is it the first name or is it Ms.
You know what,
or Mr.
Cheryl,
so-and-so?
Your positive outlook is not needed today, okay? You know what? It's snowing. It's snowing on
okay,
March 22nd.
Girl, I got to deal with my kid all through spring break. All the feels on that. Yeah. I get it.
No, I actually appreciate your positivity. It's just funny because
Cheryl,
no matter how negative we want to stay, she won't let us be.
Listen, Cheryl, you're brightening the room way too much right now, okay? Cut it out.
Okay, can I brighten it one more time?
Go ahead, miss.
Allie, this will make you laugh, okay? Because I am older than both y'all.
Okay.
But my 30-something-year-old service provider, let's just say that insurance guy, came over to the house. Mm-hmm. Dude is an Adonis, okay? Like, hottie.
Handsome, okay.
Go on.
I am broken up with my partner, and dude hit on me. And I said, do you know how old I am? And he goes, yeah, because your insurance stuff is right here. Like, I know how old you are, but you don't look your age at all.
Cheryl.
And I like older women. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Okay, Cheryl.
Cheryl, deal.
Cheryl, did you go out with him?
No, I stayed in with him.
She got missed all night long.
What? The story got so good.
Cheryl, we needed to talk to you. Talk about brightening the room. Wow.
Cheryl got it on with the Adonis.
And Cheryl said,
so if y'all want some good stories, I can bring them. But have a great day.
Oh, you going to bring them. Cheryl, we going to talk to you again.
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye.
Holy.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
She said the guy hit on me and he stayed over.
Yeah, Cheryl. Oh, okay, girl.
Damn. Well, Jules in Greendale wrote in and said, I'm a teacher and my students call me bruh. Erica's in Cudahy. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know if you can top Cheryl's story.
All I gotta say is, hey, ma'am, to Cheryl.
Get it, girl.
Get it, girl.
It's just like when I went on a date with a 27-year-old and I was horrified and everyone else is like, go, girl.
Listen,
like,
Cheryl.
What is wrong with you guys?
Cheryl did her thing and stood on business. Uh-huh.
Cheryl really did it, though.
You can show some respect when you say my name.
Erica, what do you think of being called ma'am and sir and called out by your name?
Talk to us.
I did randomly get called ma'am the other day, and it kind of caught me off guard, but okay. I was like, I guess we're getting there, right?
True. We're getting there.
Switching from where's your ID to ma'am.
Well, hold on, though, because somebody texted it and said, I'm Asian and I still get carded when I go to bars and I'm 38.
Oh,
I mean, I get carded for cigarettes and I'm going to be 42.
That is kind of a compliment, bro. But can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah, because somebody, I got carded at the Harp and I went, oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, this is a commonality. When I used to bounce back in the day, so shout out to anybody that knows what or where the Black Rose was. Mm-hmm. When I used to be there, I used to see sometimes older people come in.
Yeah, they come in for the 7 p.m., they're drunk by 9 on the dance floor, and they're gone. Yeah, I know, yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I used to watch couples come in. I wouldn't card the guys, because I knew, like, buddy, you about 50. Miss, I'm going to need to see your ID, though.
And then she went,
oh, thank you.
Really? Like I did. Oh, so the guy was playing me, is what you're saying, which I kind of knew.
He knew that it would make you feel good.
They card you to make you feel better, yeah.
Because anytime I didn't, the older ladies would always go, you're not going to card me? And I'd be like, I mean, I could look at it, but I'm also looking at you.
I'm
and I
so can, old.
Listen, ma'am, you're not 21.
And we know it, and you know it.
Erica's funny, though. She said it went from getting ID to getting ma'am.
You're not 21. Erica, thanks for calling.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Oh, wait. Were you not done? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say I use it to be petitious. When somebody's a little Karen-y at work, I'll throw the ma'am at them. Oh. I'm like, oh, ma'am, I'm terribly sorry. And then I see the face change, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I wanted.
Now this represents our show. See, Cheryl was so nice.
Yeah.
And then Erica brought it back around with the petitiousness.
Erica made us whole again.
Full circle.
We appreciate you, Erica.
Full circle. Yeah.
Bye, Erica.
Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day, guys.
She said, I wasn't done. I got to tell you how petitious I am.
So, no. Wait. More pettiness, bruh. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
When you're trying to. Oh.
When I'm looking to be a little petitious, I've had it happen, and I've done it to my wife.
You did not.
She has sometimes been in a moment where she's
like, oh, you're condescending. You say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need this. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because she's bossing you around.
Like, aye, aye, captain.
That I respect as well.
You got to be a little petitious sometimes,
oh,
bro.
Man. Eric, for sure. For sure. Well, I will not call you, sir, DZ.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Teddy Swims, good stuff. Lose Control on 103.7 Kiss FM. We are giving away a $50 gift card to Taco John's. They are opening a new one. Well, it's now open in Kenosha. And guess where Christina's calling from?
Let me guess. Kenosha?
Ding, ding. We didn't even try to fix it. It just happens perfectly. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm actually on my way to Target.
Yes.
And we heard it on the radio, and I started dialing, and my daughter's like, what are you doing? And I said, well, they said that there's a gift card, and I want to try this restaurant, so might as well try. And she's like, you're not going to win. You should just stop trying.
Oh.
And then you answered.
Daughter looking like boo-boo the fool now, huh?
Hey, listen, look at that. Mom won. Are you going to tell Mom sorry now?
She better if she wants any Taco John's.
She's in the back not saying anything. Yeah, you want the Taco John's. It's good stuff. So $50 to Taco John's. You and your daughter can go enjoy some potato Olays. Trust me, make sure you get potato Olays if you've never had Taco John's. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's all. And then call me back when you love them and you're obsessed too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.